First Line Report, news and analysis. Substituting for Dan Rather, this is Marvin Kald, CBS News diplomatic correspondent, reporting on the CBS radio network. Good morning. Henry Kissinger speaks out, not on Watergate, but around it. That in 1 minute.
Well, come on, Mom. Why do I always have to wear my jacket? It's not that cold.
Now, look, any time you're riding around on that bike at night, you're going to wear that jacket. Your T-shirt doesn't have reflective stripes, does it?
But I'll be careful.
Well, I know you will, honey, but how can the cars be careful if they can hardly see you?
But all the other kids can...
You are not all the other kids. You're my kid, and I want you to be safe.
Yeah, but it's not going to be...
Some people at 3M had an idea that could make the night a little safer for little boys. Why not put reflective tape on clothing? 3M people are always coming up with ideas for better products. Maybe because they know their ideas get listened to. At 3M, when an individual speaks, the company listens. 3M is one place where one voice can still make a difference. 3M Company. People don't count here.
Okay, Mom, you win. See you later.
Yes. See you later.
Henry Kissinger received a silver cup last night, a tribute to his achievements in foreign policy. He was the main speaker at the 71st annual convention of the International Platform Association. A ballroom full of people stood up and applauded as he entered and as he left, after delivering a 21-minute speech which never once mentioned Watergate, but which waltzed around this national trauma, a rhetorical minuet. Not that the people there were unaware of Watergate, but rather that they were still able to be dazzled by a famous name and a famous reputation and a famous accent. The women in the audience were especially attentive, not to his message necessarily, but to his manner and his smile. When one speaker alluded to Kissinger's interest in the finer things of life, the women laughed appreciatively, not needing any translation. The men listened and nodded wisely. Kissinger received a Theodore Roosevelt Award for public service, and he reached back into history for an 1899 quote from a Roosevelt speech. "Far better it is to dare mighty things," Roosevelt said, "to win glorious triumphs, even though checkered by failure, than to take rank with those poor spirits who neither enjoy much nor suffer much, because they live in the great twilight that knows not victory nor defeat," unquote. This was no allusion to Watergate, but to Kissinger's belief, even in these days of trial, that America is herself when she is self-confident and buoyant and dashing. Not herself when she is uncertain, doubting, traumatized, plunged into an ordeal of political chicanery. A whole nation of different peoples and persuasions banded together in pursuit of a common aim. That is Kissinger's vision of America. And it was clear from his comments last night that that is not his current vision of his adopted nation. Rather, Kissinger described this nation as exhausted, battered and beaten down, not by a foreign foe, but by a domestic anguish that, in Kissinger's view, could destroy his foreign policy achievements. The end to the Vietnam War, the opening to China, the improvement in relations with Russia, the revitalizing of old alliances, although this last point is more rhetorical than real. One might have thought that by now Kissinger would be singing and swimming along, riding the crest of popular adulation and national unity. But he sees the opposite. He was quoted recently as saying, "Watergate is our Dunkirk, the domestic defeat that could tear down his world edifice." In last night's address, unlike one 4 months ago, Kissinger did not appeal for compassion. The country's beyond that. He appealed instead for a continuing commitment to common foreign policy aims. There can be no moratorium, he said, in the quest for a peaceful world. He seemed to be asking for the impossible, that people fed up and disgusted with all of the political shenanigans and illegalities known as Watergate could lift their sights as one man and look beyond Watergate to the ongoing fortunes of the nation. Kissinger feels this is a unique moment, a time when the United States can really help create a whole generation of peace, and yet he fears that this aim, while worthwhile, may be unattainable because of Watergate. Disrupted and destroyed because, by definition, a nation in convulsion cannot suppress its misery to walk in triumph towards a new day. Now this message.
From time to time, we've mentioned that a vice grip locking wrench is just about the handiest tool ever invented.
We've told you that it's a wrench, pliers, clamp, vise, and wire cutter. But that doesn't begin to tell the story. We often list some of the dozens of jobs that Vice Grip makes easier. But actually, even the manufacturers of Vice Grip locking wrenches don't know the total story. There are many uses for Vice Grip that we haven't heard about. That's because Vice Grip users keep inventing new ways to use it. In fact, that's one of the strange and wonderful things about Vice Grip. It actually grows in value the longer you own and use it. Who knows? You may be an inventor yourself. Use a Vice Grip locking wrench for a few months and see if you don't come up with a few new ideas of your own. Vice Grip is sold at tool counters everywhere, but make sure that you see the name Vice Grip. It's forged right in the tool. This little extra effort of making certain it's a Vice Grip will pay you back hundreds of times in complete satisfaction.
First Line reports. Have a good day. I am Marvin Kelb, CBS News.